Welcome to .org, KGNU's look at local nonprofits.
Hi, this is Chris Schultz with KGNU.org, and I'm here with Susan Bonfield from Environment for the Americans. You want to tell us a little bit about your organization and what you guys do?
Yes, Environment for the Americas is a nonprofit organization. We actually launched to be the home of what's now World Migratory Bird Day, and that's a global celebration of migratory birds. And its goal is to raise awareness about migratory birds and ways that people and their communities can get involved in protecting them. We coordinate World Migratory Bird Day across the Americas in Canada, the U.S., Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. And we have staff located to manage those regions. And they are local biologists and educators who, you know, have the language skills and the cultural knowledge to work with communities to bring them to programs that involve birds and bird conservation. We're also involved in connecting diverse people to nature and birds, of course, through our research programs, training, and also our community education opportunities. We were not only managing World Migratory Bird Day, but we were also doing this research to see how we could engage communities around these natural areas. What we wanted to do was to raise participation in programs and events. And we first learned that a lot of communities weren't participating, and we wanted to know why. What we had learned was that people were more likely to participate if they saw others leading the programs that reflected their own background. So that's when we launched our internship programs, which was to bring diverse faces to these public places. For our internship programs, we work with the National Park Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Bureau of Land Management. We also often work with other nonprofit organizations, such as Audubon chapters across the country. What we have developed over the years is a model for recruiting young, diverse professionals who are interested in science and other natural resource conservation and stewardship fields. We also offer training, so they get a lot of additional opportunities to learn about a whole range of things, from how to apply for a job or how to apply for a federal job, to how to apply to graduate school, or even, you know, something like financial literacy. We keep up with them throughout their internship, so we make sure that they have a positive experience, that we address any issues they might have, and then we make it a really successful program for them. World Migratory Bird Day in 2022 is going to focus on the impacts of light pollution on migratory birds. And we welcome communities who are interested in celebrating migratory birds and their conservation. We'll be organizing some local activities and events. Actually, Migratory Bird Day has grown so much that there are now events, you know, every month of the year. So if someone's looking to participate, they might find an event at, say, Rocky Mountain National Park or other parts of the state, as well as, you know, across the country. And they can visit our websites. We have environmentamericas.org to learn more about Migratory Bird Day and our internship programs.
For their link and another listen, go to our blog at kgnu.org/dot.org.